Welcome back here on the Sports Ticket on Kitty Country 94, as we're joined now by Brandy Paul, the head coach of the Beloit Trojan volleyball team. Coach, coming off of a season last year where you went into the state championship game and finished as a state runner-up there in 2019 with a 41-4 record. Clearly, it'll be a different-looking team with some of your leaders this season. But first, if you can, tell me how things are going so far this year for you as far as practices are concerned. A little bit different as you didn't get to really do any summer ball, but you're back into the gym and practicing now. How is everything going so far?
Everything's going great. The girls were excited to get to play. We have one returning with experience, but I've been talking to the girls. Our advantage is most of my players are seniors and juniors. They were the JV team that we competed against daily last year. And so they competed against that runner-up team every day last year. So I think they have an advantage with that to be ready. And especially with losing the summer, we usually play half a season in the summer between tournaments and summer league, and so I get to see some teams around and kind of gauge where we're at, where we didn't get to do that this summer. But like we talked about, we're all in the same boat. The practice is going good. It's just now we're getting to that point where we do need a game so we can gauge, where we're at, what we need to do. But I feel like we're getting better every day. And, this season will be different in the outlook that without having the summer, usually I have rotations figured out by the summer because I've seen the things in the summer where I haven't yet this year. But, we may be making changes halfway through the year and developing more as the season goes. But I feel like the girls have a great attitude and they're ready to roll. And, we'll take anything we can get.
As you said, kind of an inexperienced group, though, that you do know that those players were going against some of the best players really in the state last year that graduated as seniors. You had six of those seniors that you had last year that were all league in some sort, but you do return Mackenzie Travis there. As you said, you're one returning starter. She'll be a junior this year. How much are you going to rely on her to maybe help fill and move forward without those six others that were all league performers last year?
Oh, well, we'll rely on her absolutely a lot. I'm going back to a 5-1, so she's going to be our setter. So she's leading this team. I like my 6-2 that I play, but I feel we have one of the best setters in the area with Mackenzie, if not the state, returning. And so I'm going to utilize her all, where she has her hands on the balls every play. So that'll be huge. And these girls, their chemistry, they just get along, and they're all leaders. The juniors that from last year that were on JV that are seniors this year, they're great leaders, and I like the chemistry I'm seeing in the gym.
When you look at this team and do stack it up, then I know every year you built up a program that's tradition rich now there at Beloit, but what are your expectations now that you have seen them on the court this year as you get prepped for that first match coming up here shortly?
That's where I go back to my summer because I really don't know.
Exactly.
And even our practices have been a little different. They're going up against each other, and we're not so much scrimmaging. I'm trying to keep the courts, separated. Mm-hmm. So we don't have so many girls on one court and kind of keeping my varsity away on one court and not interacting too much with the other teams, which is we don't do that. Usually we play all of the teams. We scrimmage a lot. And drilled a lot with different kids, and we're just not mixing them kids this year. So I'm anxious for Thursday. That'll really give me, a plan of where to go and where we're at. I think we're in a good spot as the week has gone on this week. I think I have my rotations figured out, and then the next day something changes and it doesn't look right. So really I'm just waiting for that game and see where we're at and see, how kids are going to react on the court. Because it's a totally different ball game from going from junior varsity or, I have a freshman coming in that's going to play for us, coming from junior high to varsity. Mm-hmm. So you need that game under your belt to just see how kids are going to react and how they're going to play. And so I'm just looking forward to it, and we'll adjust and adapt as, each week that we play. And next week we'll go to Ellsworth, and Ellsworth always has a strong program. They didn't graduate as many as us, so they'll be very competitive. And then Ellenwood, I think they're already in the preseason rankings for 2A fourth or fifth. So they bring back a strong team. So it'll give us a good gauge of where we're at and where we need to go.
You just brought up the rankings. You guys came; those came out by the Kansas Volleyball Association on Wednesday. You guys check in at number 9 in the 3A rankings to start the season. I know you don't put a lot of stock into that because you want to get your team going. But on the flip side of that, though, when you're always in those rankings and now that you're going, do you feel that you guys have more of a target on your back now that you've had success? You finished second at state last year and coming into this year, do you feel that or do you just try to stay away from it?
And we've noticed that. And we don't talk about rankings. Not even last year. I tell the girls, don't look at them. Don't, you know, it really doesn't matter. You have to show up and you have to play your game and anything can happen. But, yes, I think it does put a target on our back in the last few years, just how the, you know, we get noticed as a program that, and with league play, it always seems that everybody plays their best game against us. And, you know, you'll even talk to their fans or their coach, and they'll say, wow, that's the best we've played all year. So, I think people get fired up to play us. Because, you know, if they can beat us, you know, it says something for their program. So I do think we have that target on our back, and we do talk about that with the kids. Be ready, because they're going to play their best game against us. They're going to be fired up. And we mentally have to have that mental toughness and be ready for it. So, I think we have to be ready this year because, you know, I think a lot of people are thinking because we graduated all our team but one that this is the year. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've talked to my kids. I don't want to rebuild. We're reloading. So I hope they go out there and prove themselves. They're looking really good, and I have a positive outlook for the season.
You talked earlier about how the fact that you're not scrimmaging like you normally do, and that's a result of all the protocols probably with the COVID-19. Mm-hmm. What's been the biggest challenge for you as a coach dealing with the pandemic and trying to be able to do the things normally that you like to do and having to change things up?
I think that's it. It's just not we're not having as many kids on the court. And for, you know, a lot of drills, I need a few more, and I'm really trying to keep – you know, my 8 to 12 that will be suiting up for varsity on one court for most of the time. And I think the hardest for me seeing that is typically, like last year, this JV team that'll, you know, most of them will be my varsity this year, played against that varsity group day in, day out. We were all on the same court. We girls went against each other. We scrimmaged against each other. And so I feel bad for my JV because they're not getting pushed as much as I feel they need to be for next year, just because we're keeping that separation, you know, just in case someone got sick or whatever, trying to not get as many girls quarantined or, you know, whatever would happen, but we're exposed, I guess. So I think that's been the toughest for me, is not getting, you know, that varsity and JV group against each other as much as I would like to, just, you know, building that program, and I'm scared I'm going to see that, you know, disadvantage next year because they're not getting that experience against that higher level team in practice.
Obviously different times that we're living in right now as we get ready for the 2020 volleyball season. Coach Brandy Paul, the Beloit Lady Trojans, we certainly thank you for taking the time and best of luck as you open out the season and hope things go well for you in 2020.
All right, thank you.